It's a far different set of concerns for those who lost everything in the earthquake and tsunami. Many of them are now living in makeshift shelters all over the devastated region of northern Japan. Dr. Matsuo Ikuhara is a Japanese-American family doctor. He's based in Chicago, but right now he's in Sendai, Japan, as a volunteer for the International Medical Corps. He's been going to affected towns to help care for survivors. Ikuhara describes the conditions at one of the shelters he visited.
When I walked into the center, obviously people living inside a structure, a large gymnasium, but living in cardboard boxes, young children and old really huddled together side by side, a lot of noise, the ventilation is bad and there's no water to keep clean, so in terms of sanitation there are some serious issues people are making do, but it is extremely uncomfortable. So you may be alive, but probably only with the clothing and shirt on your back.
What kind of injuries and medical problems are you seeing?
Well, unlike perhaps Haiti, where I was able to volunteer last year, you know, when people are kind of trapped under rubble, you know, there is still the chance for survival, and you might have broken bones and serious wounds and that kind of thing, but the tsunami is catastrophic because it really doesn't allow for any survival whatsoever. So it really was an all-or-nothing thing. If you were in the tsunami, it was very unlikely that you would have survived.
How are the physicians and the staffers coping?
Well, I think they're running on adrenaline and pure grit, for lack of a better word. They're just doing everything they can in their own power, because the needs are so great and they're really sacrificing their own needs for the benefit of the collective victims' needs. And if there's anything we can do to help in terms of giving them some sort of a break and giving them a rest, or at least finding a way that we can get them some rest, that's one way in which our organization can help.
But Dr. Ikuhara, aren't there issues as well in trying to spell or give a break to some of these local doctors and the medical staff? I mean, that's something that you have to navigate as well as someone coming in from the outside.
Oh, indeed. That's a very good point. Yes, because we're really visitors here, and we really need to keep close contact with the government and with the people who are in charge, so that we do it in a manner that does not disrupt the orderliness that's already in existence in this recovery and disaster response effort.
Are there things that you can do, maybe cultural differences you can navigate, even geography, that might be easier now because you have family that's from there and you're from there originally?
From my Western perspective, Japanese people may look very stoic, and so a lot of times I may miss what they're really conveying, but if I really listen carefully, look at the subtle cues that as a Japanese person I can pick up on, it can be simply just a simple phrase, a sigh as it were. These kind of small cues can really be sort of a window to the real degree of, let's say, pain or suffering that they're going through. So that's, I suppose, one example of how my bicultural upbringing could help me to sort of serve as a bridge and try to help these people.
What's it like to be there for you right now and do what you're doing?
You ask yourself, maybe I was born for a moment like this, perhaps. That's one way to look at it. Another is just a profound sadness, because these places are places that I had visited in the past as a tourist from the U.S. All of it is gone, and all you're left with is simply just pieces of what used to be beautiful communities. That's kind of hard to see.
You have relatives in Japan still, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Have you been in touch with them? Do you know if they were in the affected area?
I've been very fortunate, but my relatives did not live in the areas that were affected, and they're all fine.
Thank you for making the time for us, given all the demands on you now. Dr. Matsuo Ikuhara is a primary care doctor from Chicago. He is with the International Medical Corps in Sendai, Japan, right now. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you. for having me.